My dear blessed congregants, who is the greatest? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. There is no God but Allah, and Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest, and to Allah belongs all praise. This is the takbir that we heard repeatedly on Eid morning. 10 days ago, we sat in Parker's Peace in our thousands, listening to our dear Sheikh, who shared a prayer from the Sheikhul Islam of the British Isles from a bygone era. At the end, he proclaimed that every pharaoh and every empire must fall because Allah is the greatest. Today, again, we proclaim Allah's greatness, and we will continue to do so until our final breath. Insha'Allah. May we stand on the final day proclaiming Allah's greatness as brothers and sisters from every era, from every generation, from every corner of the world, united by belief in the oneness of God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. My dear respected brothers and sisters, Ramadan has left, Eid has left, but Allah's greatness is still here. On this joyful Friday afternoon, we praise Allah and we proclaim Allah's greatness. He is indeed the greatest. We express our gratitude to Allah for all the blessings that He has given us. Through His blessings and favors, we were able to worship during Ramadan, fast during its days, and recite the Quran during its nights. We pray to our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept all of our good deeds and forgive all of our shortcomings. Allah the Almighty states, so that you may complete the prescribed days and proclaim the greatness of Allah for guiding you, and perhaps you will be grateful. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. May we continue to express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us and allowing us to remain from the grateful ones. Ameen. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, time passes by so quickly. Not long ago, we were eagerly waiting for the arrival of the month of Ramadan. It has now left us. Blessed are those who have successfully reaped its rewards. Life, too, will go by so quickly. We are here today, and we will be gone tomorrow. May we live life with beauty, with sincerity, with contentment, and with God consciousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of that which matters most. وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. The life of this world is merely an amusement and a diversion. Their true life is the hereafter, if only they knew. We see it all around us. Life changing in a split second for many, natural disasters and man-made conflicts, accidents and illnesses. Let us not prioritize this worldly life at the expense of our eternal one. The life of this world is merely an amusement and diversion. Their true life is the hereafter, if only we knew. Dear blessed souls, we emerge from this sacred month purified and nurtured, merciful and wise. May we continue to build successful and confident, resilient and empowered communities. This world is filled with challenges, conflict and unrest. These are opportunities to increase in piety, in faith, in purpose and in knowledge. We will emerge united and God-conscious, insha'Allah. We are reminded in the Quran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold firmly to Allah's rope altogether. Do not split into factions. My dear brothers and sisters, how do we keep our spiritual state elevated? God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, read. I invite us all to deepen our knowledge and understanding of our Lord and our scripture. We developed a beautiful relationship with the Book of Allah. We must keep that connection and love alive. May we appreciate the beneficial knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. We must work actively and diligently to embody the teachings of the noble Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Read in the name of your Lord who created. Dear blessed souls, please do not set this book aside until the next Ramadan. We can set intentions and goals. We can take out 5 minutes every day to connect with Allah's book. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. This Quran does indeed show the straightest way. It gives the faithful who do right the good news that they will have a great reward. Dear servants of Allah, may we live with ihsan. May we live with goodness. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was sent to perfect noble character. In challenging times, the prophetic life teaches us resilience and steadfastness. Do not be saddened by calamities, for such events will not last forever. We neither grieve the past nor fear the future. Know that all matters are in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord Almighty, and everyone will be held accountable for their actions. When faced with distressing circumstances, our scripture reminds us, La tahzan, inna Allaha ma'ana. Do not worry, indeed Allah is with us. Dear friends of Allah, maintain the beauty of our religion as taught to us by our noble guide, Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the fasting month at Cambridge Central Mosque, community bonds were created. Time was spent volunteering. Quran was recited with contemplation and beauty. Charity was given. Inner dimensions of fasting were learned. Food was shared. Smiles were exchanged. Tears were shed. And compassion was shown. For that, we thank Allah and we proclaim His greatness. Indeed, Allahu Akbar. In conclusion, I pray to Allah the Almighty that we may continue to believe, continue to do good, continue to be grateful, and continue to be patient. May prophetic wisdom, mercy, benefit, and justice prevail. The Quran tells us that a beautiful promise awaits us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the believers, both men and women, gardens under which rivers flow, to stay there forever, and splendid homes in the gardens of eternity, and above all, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is truly the ultimate triumph. May we never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. We ask that His mercy and protection be with the oppressed. We ask that we have acceptance in the good deeds of our past, and we hope that we have consistency and commitment to do good deeds in the future. May our Lord be pleased with us, for that is the ultimate success. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ